This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yaimi. Today we are in Kalim. We are doing Kalim Perichov Beis, Mishnah Zayin, and Chav Beis Ches. So that takes us to Kivaz, to Kavach. Okay. Fine. We're going to start review. We did three yesterday, I think, right? So that'd be Vav we started. So Vav, Hey, and Dalet. So start with Dalet. Okay. 22-4, Mr. T. Got it? Akise of the Kala. Oh, talking about the marrying of daughters. Akise of the Kala, that she lost her armrests. Beishamai says, Tamei. Beishamai says, listen. It's still Tumos Medrash. You still could use it. Bissell says, Tara, nah, you can't use a kala chair anymore. It's going to go in the garbage. It's just going to go in the garbage. Shammai himself says, the seat cushion itself is Tumos Medrash. Akise, that you stuck into the mixing bowl? I thought maybe we did this 2 days ago. Okay, whatever. I don't know. I'm confused. Maybe we did this already. Bishami says still has Tumas Medrash. Bishami says does not. Lost Tumas Medrash. We'll have Tumas Kalim, Lefi Beisel, Tumas Maga. I don't remember.
Do you think there's a difference between a bowl and a trowel?
I don't know the difference.
My book uses the word trowel, not bowl instead of bowl.
Bishami says even if you made it that way, Mitchila has Medrash. Mishnah. Kise, that did not have its boards where you sit on. I don't know what you would call it, the seat of the chair. Did not protrude beyond the frame. Therefore, even if they broke, it's still tummy because you turned on its side. It's too much medris. But if they do protrude beyond, you can't turn on its side. No, not too much medris. Vav. Kise. That you removed the middle board. And the chitzenim are still there. There's still Tumas Medrash. You could sit on it like that. If you took away the chitzenim and the mitzvah is there, you also could sit on it. It's still Tumas Medrash. Shimon says it has to be a tefach. Okay. Kisei, Mishnah Zayin. Two of the boards, and you're only left with one. It's not in the middle, it's at the edge. So that's going to be hard to sit on, apparently. They say if you'd sit on it, you would have to sit at the edge, and maybe it would tip. It would tip. Okay. Kiva Matame, why? Because underneath the boards, there is a little container where you can put pomegranates. So they even, oh, it doesn't have Tumas Medrash, still has Tumas Maga. Not going to have Tumas Maga. And it says, according to Rebekiva, it would be Tami if you took off all the boards, for that matter. It's in Echanami. Yeah, it's not Maga. It's not Tumas Medrash, it's Tumas Maga. Chomim etarin. Chomim say no. Why? This goes into the bottle of tuffle. Yeah, since it's made primarily for yeshiva, bottle ikker, bottle of tuffle. Omar Reb Yehuda, Omar Reb Yehuda, Av Kisei Shel Kalo, Shenit Loi Chipuyov, the Kala chair, that it lost its Chipuyov. Remember we had a whole Mechlegs out there, Bishan Beisilla, right? So now, according to Beisilla, there's no Toma. Right? It's not a Kala chair. The Shtaira Beis Kabbalah, but it has a container, you can put it in the pomegranates. Tahir, bottle ikker, bottle at tefillah. This is going along the sheet of the chachamim, no?
There used to be a big machalachis with this, if the first one, if the main purpose is disabled.
Yeah, Rehuda is adding on the Chachamim. Here we go. Not just any regular chair, even a kala chair, which still has some usage. Other people can sit in it. But lamaisa, once it broke, it's considered batel, according to Beis Hillel. The male batel, ikar batel atfela. Okay. What'd you say, Mr. T?
I was just saying that there's a machalot between the two.
Mm-hmm.
One says that if the main thing is disabled, then
Then the whole thing is gone. Right.
Doesn't count.
Exactly. That's the machlekes. You got it.
One of them says it doesn't matter.
You got it. Mishnah Ches. Shida, a container of wood. It is a big container, but its lid is not flat. Its lid has a container also, upside down, actually. You know, we've seen boxes like this. They make things like this. I don't know if nothing's coming. Like a treasure chest, you know? Like, ever seen, like, the old treasure chests and, like, the old books and the old movies, you know?
You got the same picture I do?
Yeah, I got the same picture. It's like a treasure chest, you know what I'm saying? That type of thing. It doesn't have all the rhinestones on it. But. All right. So, nitala elyoin, the top part, but you also still have the walls in the bottom, so tmeya. Mipnei ha-tachtoin, it's tamei because of the tachtoin. Nitala tachtoin, tmeya mipnei ha-elyoin. Yeah, this is pretty posh. I mean, yeah. Seems pretty straightforward. Nothing to do with Thomas Medrash, no. Okay. We learned earlier fine. It's interesting because what I found a hard time is because the top lid was not meant to hold things. We have a klal that you're not considered a base kibble unless you can hold things and you're made to hold things. I don't really understand it. Oh, maybe this is here. They ask in the footnotes are here. Why is it when you take off the bottom and you've just the lid, it's mekabel toma? We learned in Perek Yedalet that lids are tahar. They don't have a kli. Even if they have receptacle, stomach for the reason I just said, they're not meant to hold. Yishlam, the answer is those type of covers are not attached. But here we're doing the kisa that is attached. And since it has a base kibble and it's a kli, it's mekabel toma, agav, the kli is attached to it. Wow. Whew. That sounds like a chiddush to me. That sounds like a big chiddush to me. I don't understand it. Missing, it gets the shame kli, agav, the bottom. Okay. Then it doesn't even need a receptacle then. Just say stam, like it's a chiluk of the kli, it's a mechuber kemayu type of thing. Mechuber latame tame. Bottom fell out, so it's not there anymore. Okay. Interesting halacha. Nitena elyon vihatachtoin. And what do you have? Just do the walls? Yudim etame. Mene had dafin. What are you going to do with the dafin? So even if you took off the top and the bottom, even just the sideboards, you could put it on its side.
What about Yehuda? Wow.
Even though it's not, there's a pshuti kliyetz, it's a derabanan. We have certain pshuti kliyetz that have tuma derabanan. I forgot the rule, the criteria of them. I forgot. It's in Tereret as well. Certain pshuti kliyetz have tuma derabanan. This is made to hold things. It can't hold things anymore. It's bottle. Bottle ikar bottle atafel. I thought Rabbi Yehuda held to that. Oh, so that's the kasha. 1 second. Yeah, bottle ikar. Uh-huh. We learned in the Mishnah by the keys of the Kalor. Yehuda says, Batlik or Batla Tafel. Here it's different. Why? Because here, where the two usages are of the same nature of holding Kalim, we don't say that. Okay. Yeshivas Hasatas. What is Yeshivas Hasatas? It's not the name of a yeshiva, no. Yeshivas Hasatas is an area, one whose chiseling stone sits on it, on one side of the stone. That is Tomei Medrash, Tomas Medrash. Now, the problem with that is that Klei Avonim are not Mekabel Toma. Oh. Say over here, yeah, even Medrash. Ah, how do you have... Say over here, you put a cushion there. Ties it there and sits on it. This is me mechadesh. This is Medrash. Okay. That's it for today, everybody. Short day. So we'll see you all on Shabbos Kodesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.